episode 1435, Oh, the Places You'll Go.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I pray that you are having a glorious weekend. I gotta tell you though, I'm a little tired. Yes, my trip has been extended again. I'm still sitting up north, but due to head south today. Oh yes, I cannot wait. It's Relationship Builders Day. Oh, the places you'll go. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, if we're really honest with ourselves, we sometimes don't always get what we want. Go figure, it's not new news, is it? But sometimes we treat it as breaking news. Relationships are full of surprises, twists and turns, adventures and excursions. Oh, the places you'll go. When you decided to marry your sweetheart, did you ever think you would be where you are today? Most of us have no clue what the future holds. A house with the picket white fence, the dream car and dream job, and we can't forget the perfect family. Oh, the places you'll go. The question still remains, though, did you ever think you would be where you are today? I can tell you my marriage has taken me places I thought I would never go. Beautiful islands, pomp and circumstance, roller coasters and a little mouse, too many homes to count on one hand, a basketball team of children, very few quiet evenings, a servant's heart. Listening to all of this doesn't sound that bad, does it? Sign me up for it. But in the mix of all of that beauty was hidden messes, stuff that had to happen in order to get to those destinations. So did you ever think you would be where you are today? If your answer is no, then you're not alone. In fact, it's easy to get caught up in only the perfect dream marriage. Seems unfair that our dreams can be very misleading, but not misfortunes if treated right. Yes, the messes in the middle is what makes your marriage marvelous and magnificent. It takes work for sure. Oh, the places you'll go. So how did you get from the messes in the middle to the shiny side of marriage? Well, you got to bless a mess. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Bless a mess. You know, Dr. Seuss had it all right. Oh, the places you'll go. We think we know where we're headed. We find that perfect person that gives to all of your being. But then life happens. And one thing after another, you're like, what did I get myself into? And next thing you know, you feel like you're in way too deep than what you can handle. Now understand, I'm talking about very general things, finances, more debt than you want to incur. Well, you thought you were graduating, but it ended up not happening. Oh, wait, you had this perfect career plan all lined out. But you know what? Everything changed when you had your first baby. Oh, the places you'll go. But you see, in all of this mess that you have, there's so many blessings. And we forget about those because we get stuck in the mess. I know, I've been there. There are times that you're just sitting in the middle going, why and how in the world did I get here? Oh, the places you'll go. So you want to get on the shiny side of marriage, you got to bless a mess. And it starts with number one, be careful not to predetermine your destination. Dr. Seuss had it right. Oh, the places you'll go. If you can let your mind imagine it, you can what? Live it. That's what it is in marriage. You can't predetermine your destination. That white picket fence you may never have. It may be wood, slowly rotting away with some mildew at the bottom. Who knows, but it's a fence. It may not be that house on 5 acres. Oh no, it's a house and you're an arm's length away from the neighbors. Be careful not to predetermine your destination. Bless a mess. Number two, be flexible in the journey. I know, plans are great. And when they work out and you can take this exit or the next It's easy, but man, you hit that detour and oh my goodness, what's going to happen? And guess what? You got a few tag-alongs with you too. You got some extra junk. It's heavy. And doing detours is not fun. Turning around, it gets chaotic and it's stressful. Be flexible in the journey. Too many times we're set in our ways and we don't see the beauty in the mess. The beauty of the mess is what? Possibilities. That's what it is. Oh, the places you'll go. Be flexible in the journey. Bless a mess. And finally, number three, be present with each step you take. Now, I get it. You hear this. Sometimes it's just the word and the phrase, be present. Oh, I'm there. I'm so there. No, you're not. You're present in what? The mess. Because you're stuck there. And all you see is the negative stuff piling up. You see the pile of mashed potatoes. You don't see the wonderful gravy that's on top or the yummy butter, whatever you like to top your mashed potatoes with, right? That's the cream topping, the beautiful sparkles on top of the mountain. Bless a mess. You see that mountaintop when the snow comes down and it just glistens up there at the top, but the rest of it, not so much. It gets kind of dirty and things begin to roll down it. You can't see the beauty what till you go through the mess to get to the top. Bless a mess. Oh, the places you'll go. You know, marriage is tough, but I promise you, your relationship is worth it. And God sees it as valuable in what you do in your day-to-day life and what you're going to do from here through eternity. So you can't sit here and make excuses and say, you know what, I just don't want to work on my marriage today. No, it takes one step at a time to lead to your miles of greatness. Oh, the places you'll go. Bless a mess today. If you're one who's saying, you know what, Christiane, I've been through some tough times, and I really think it's time to end these tough times. I've contemplated divorce. I've thought about other things. I just don't know if the way out is really where I should be searching, or is there another direction I need to be headed? Another destination I need to look for to change my journey, to change the path and where I should go. If that's you and you're wondering, gosh, I don't think I can get better than this mess and I'm just going to settle here because that's where I'm at. No, you can make a change. You can make a difference in your marriage. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a complimentary coaching call with me. Let's talk about your journey and where you are in your marriage, the struggles that you have, and let's get you on the path that's going to lead you to, oh, the places you'll go. I cannot wait to hear from you. Now, I get it. You know what? We've got dreams that we want to live, and we've got dreams we want to see come true. But sometimes the messes are to get us to those dreams that we haven't seen yet. Are you ready for something extraordinary in your life? Take hold of what God gives you today. Bless a mess. Oh, the places you'll go. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.